Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, and a big portion of highway may get some work done here starting next week. Wanted to talk about that and clear up, I think, some confusion that folks might have about this closure with Brian Williamson, a spokesman for the Illinois Department of Transportation. Brian, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Happy to help.
Yeah, we're glad you are. And what we're talking about here is a portion of a U.S. 41 between Galesburg and Abingdon that's going to get some much-needed work done here starting next week. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Looking to get started here on June the 5th. That's a Monday. And so what's going to be happening is actually quite a few improvements there to that stretch of Illinois 41. There's going to be some milling and resurfacing work there by and large. And then in addition to that, shoulder work, also some drainage improvements along that stretch as well. So, yes, definite improvements on the way.
You know, you said drainage improvements, and it seems like every time it rains here, some good portions of that area end up getting flooded pretty quickly, so it sounds like that drainage is going to help, right?
That is the idea, yes, to keep the water flowing where it needs to go there, and certainly with the resurfacing as well. I mean, just improving that driving surface is something that, of course, everybody will no doubt be happy about once that's all said and done.
And this is, we're talking about one of the two lanes of 41 that the work is going to be done on, is that right?
Yes, so it'll be both, but at different times. So
okay.
What to do with that is there's one lane of traffic that's closed and then one lane that's open, and so we will have our flagger crews out there, and so traffic will be going, you know, both directions in one lane, one at a time there. And then so, yes, of course, the patience is required during this time, but the road will not be closed. It will just be one lane in each direction. So plan on a little extra time there as you go through that area, as you'll have to do stop-and-go traffic with the flaggers.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I think some folks have the impression that a whole big stretch of that road is going to be closed at some point, and that's really not the case at all. In fact, it's not even going to be long stretches of it, even that'll be closed at a time, right?
Right, probably give or take a mile or so at a time will be under this lane closure there, where the directions of traffic will be both going in the same lane. So yes, there'll be, you know, portions of it at each time. We'll move down as we go and then come back for the other lane there. So just some patience during that time. Definitely be aware of our flaggers, and if you can build a few extra minutes into your drive, that would be great.
This work is starting Monday, right?
That's correct, yes. And so we'll begin Monday. This will be going throughout the construction season here for this year. Probably early November is what we're shooting for. If the weather cooperates, maybe a little earlier. If it doesn't cooperate, maybe a little later. So we're saying about early November for this one to be wrapped up.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of time for folks to try to be patient with those closures, Brian.
Right, yes. Well, the work is definitely something that needs to be done out there, and so we certainly understand that there's a bit of an inconvenience with the lane closure, but at the same time, we do want to make sure to keep that road, as I said earlier, open. So traffic will be open. It'll just be one lane at certain points.
We sure have seen a lot of work already this year in the Galesburg area between some of the work on I-74 and I believe some work that's been done on County Highway 9, where the new Love's station is there. We've certainly got pretty lucky in terms of improvements this year, haven't we?
There are several projects that are taking place in the Galesburg area. There also, you know, Knoxville as well, the lane closures there for some guardrail work in that area. Of course, the 74 there at Lincoln Street has wrapped up. And then you have 74 between the Spoon River and Route 78, some resurfacing work going on there. Yes, quite a bit of work in the area, and we're happy to make those improvements. And, again, we understand that it's a little bit of an inconvenience there while it's being done, but we do hope everybody likes the end result.
And I know that along with these and other projects, I know that you've been greatly emphasizing driving through construction zones safely. And I know when the closures or the lane reductions on 41 happen, that's going to be especially important.
Absolutely. I mean, when it comes to, for the workers out there, I mean, these are folks out there that are doing their jobs. They enjoy what they do, and they're working hard to get everything taken care of and the roads improved. And I should clarify there, you know, as far as 74, again, at Lincoln Street, that work is actually continuing. That's a multiple side of a bridge there that's being worked on. So you had the bridge replacement work on one side and then the bridge replacement work on the other side. And so that work does continue on 74 at Lincoln Street. Just wanted to make sure I clarified that for you.
Absolutely. We're glad you did. And anything else going on here in the area soon that folks will want to know about, Ryan?
Well, again, a lot going on 74. I mean, with the work there and exit 51 near Knoxville, bridge construction going on there, and that's a continuation of a project should be done here very soon. So we are happy to get out there and get that work done, and the weather hopefully will cooperate. We'll see. It was pretty wet this spring, but if the summer can shape up here, we'll be able to make a lot of progress and get those taken care of.
All right. Brian Williamson with the Illinois Department of Transportation, we thank you for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Brian Williamson with IDOT on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll be back in a minute.